This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 17, Parak Hei Mishnah Yud Zayin, talking about argument, dispute for the sake of heaven. Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim sofo l'hiskayim. V'she'en l'shem shemayim ein sofo l'hiskayim. Ezehi machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim zu machlokes hela v'shamayim. V'she'en l'shem shemayim zu machlokes korach v'chol adasom. Notice it says Korach v'chol adaso, not Korach versus Moshe or Aaron, because it was in and of itself a dispute. Any dispute that is for the sake of heaven will endure. A dispute is considered to be for the sake of heaven when each side is motivated by his desire to find the truth, rather than to gain power or honor or just to defeat the other side. If both parties are arguing for the sake of the truth, their opinions will endure. This means that whenever scholars just study the subject that was debated, they will study both opinions, even the one that lost, as the Rambam points out. One that is not for the sake of heaven will not endure. What is an example of a dispute for the sake of heaven? This is between Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai and their followers, who are known as Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, engage in many disputes. In almost every case, the halacha follows Beis Hillel, with some notable exceptions. I believe it's Yal Kagam, are the six cases that we go by Shammai. But since they argued for the sake of heaven to determine the correct halacha, both opinions have value. The scholars of future generations discuss and analyze not only the views of Beis Hillel, but also the views of Beis Shammai, as we find in many places. This is in the Gemara, as the Midrash Shmuel points out. What is an example of a dispute that is not for the sake of heaven? This is the dispute of Korach and his entire group. Notice the wording again, Korach and his group. Korach wanted to overthrow Moshe and Aaron, accusing them of selfishly taking power for themselves, God forbid, from Bamidbar, chapter 16 to 17. Since he and his followers argued for their own power or glory, not for the sake of the truth, their opinions are worthless. They are presenting the Torah and the works of the sages only as the false ideas of a corrupt rebellion. Different explanation is that the word sofa, its end, refers to the purpose for which the dispute was intended. The word lehiskayim, to be established, means that the purpose will be achieved. The Mishnah teaches, therefore, if the purpose of the dispute is for the sake of heaven to find the truth, that purpose will be achieved and the truth will be found. A prime example is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel disputing. Since both sides wanted to know the correct halacha, their disputes ended with that result. However, if the purpose of a dispute is not for the sake of heaven, it will not be achieved, like by Korach and his followers who rebelled to gain power and honor for themselves but met with the opposite result, as the rebellion failed in disgrace and they lost their lives, as Rav points out. So in general, if you have differences of opinion, differences in discussions, it shouldn't get heated, shouldn't get argued, shouldn't be vile, and it shouldn't be word-throwing or name-throwing or degrading. You should discuss things and talk about things for the sake of heaven. Figure out what's the best for you and your spouse, the best for your kids, the best for family, the best for friends. Do it in a way like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where they spoke about it in a respectable manner for the sake of heaven and not for a bad way, God forbid, like Korach and Adasso. His assembly, who just wanted the power, just wanted to get it for themselves, and they all argued amongst themselves because there wasn't even a clear proof that it was going for Hashem. So in your life, with your interactions, with your talking with people and dealing with people, make sure to keep it calm and serene. If someone argues against you, tries to talk you down, try to respond calmly or softly or not at all, and make sure to keep in mind that things should be for the sake of heaven in order for wonderful things to happen in your days in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk Mishnah 18, Yudachet, here on the TTPA, and doing great things to get people have good deeds on your behalf. And I'm your host, Tani.